item in our packet. Madam Clerk?
Next item is Amendment 1B006 by Supervisor Weishaun.
We heard a lot about this the first time, so you don't probably need to be repetitive if you got some new information or...
Yes,
you want to speak?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have Suzette Emmers from our Election Commission to help with any of the details or any questions you might have that I myself won't be able to add. What you have before you is a plan to unify and consolidate the voting machines throughout Milwaukee County and consolidate the programming of those machines within the county clerk's office. It's an effort to save money in the long run for Milwaukee County, but it will require a investment in capital on the front end. And you can see by some of the programming costs before you that our programming bill is quite substantial, and those programming costs could be eliminated with the creation of one and a half positions in the clerk's office. So this is a long-term money-saving opportunity. And to facilitate that, we need to have a unified voting system. And that's where the big piece on the capital side is to buy voting machines throughout Milwaukee County. It's a benefit to the municipalities. It's a benefit to the system. We have Ms. Emmers, she'd like to say a few words on the bit of the process.
Ms. Emmer?
Chairman, supervisors, the benefits to going to a uniform voting machine would include this particular machine. We would have the opportunity to collect election night results. We get a lot of flack from the media that we cannot currently provide them with election night results. Also, the election ware used to program the machines would also set up our ballot styles. In spring of 2014, the city of Milwaukee, with all of their assembly and congressional, aldermanic, and supervisory districts, will have 47 ballot styles alone. Now, Lisa and I used to do this. Right now, the printer does this, so therefore, I think there would be a savings setting up these ballot styles as well. Also, the machine is using a lighter weight paper to print the ballots on. So there would be another savings there. During these two special elections, Assembly 21 and Assembly 82, the City of Franklin is involved in both of those elections, and therefore they have to borrow a machine from South Milwaukee because two elections cannot be programmed on one machine. So therefore, uniformity of machines would also benefit there. Another cost savings to the municipalities would be in the ink cartridges that the machines use. Currently, they're a fast-drying ink to mark your ballots and or to print results. And therefore, every election, it seems, they're buying new ink cartridges. And these are at the cost of $45 per machine. This DS-200, the cost of the ink cartridges is $30, so two-thirds of that cost. And also, it's not the fast-drying ink, so that the cartridges could be last until, you know, till they're out of ink, other than drying up. The machines have been used in Florida since 2008. They're currently used in New York City. They're presently in three counties, Lincoln County, Wood County, and Portage County, and ESNS has orders from Brown County and Dane County also to go to uniform machines. So I just feel like this would be a great benefit to Milwaukee County.
Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I agree with you, and I'm going to move approval, but the one concern that the committee had was if we are ready to move forward with this, with these machines. So,
Excuse me?
The concern from the committee was, were we ready at Milwaukee County to move forward with the machines? So, if it is approved, are we going to be ready?
Well, The agreement amongst the clerks is that if the machines are not able to be provided to us by April 15th, then we would not do it in 2014 because they don't want to have to train poll workers in fall elections because they're, you know, this fall election Walker will be up for re-election, and we think that the volume of voters will be as great as the presidential even. I have talked to the vendor, and he said he can have the machines to us in 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay. I move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I haven't spoke to either of the clerks from municipalities that I represent, so I'm a little bit leery on this. But Supervisor Jerzy? Supervisor
Hodge? I did have an opportunity to talk to some, not all of my clerks. First of all, this is an excellent program, according to some of the clerks I talked about. And I think Supervisor Weishen is making some good recommendations here. But that being said, I can tell you there is not uniformity of agreement among the clerks. One of the cities just bought new voting machines last year. They're not ready to change. I believe Corp Counsel gave us an opinion that this is going to need to have ICC agreement. There continues to be concern among my clerks about trying to use this next year. And I just think this is not yet ripe to go forward. I'm actually willing to spend the money if I knew we could get everyone on board. But I do not, based on my conversations with some of the clerks that I talked to, and they basically informed me where the other cities, even though I didn't talk to the clerks, what kind of comments they made. So I think we need to get this approved by the ICC and a good discussion with them, with the cities. Understand where all the clerks are. The concern about pushing this on next year, which is going to have a big election, and it can actually wait. And the clerks told me that. This can wait until 2015. In fact, they'd feel more comfortable with it. And I don't know if we want to hear from Corp Counsel on the ICC, on the Act 14 impact of this. I know we have an opinion, but for all of those reasons, even though I like what Supervisor Weishen's trying to do here, this is something we can do next year, take our time, make sure we have all the agreements, and satisfy some of the cities that I've talked to, some of whom really don't want to move forward because they just bought their own machines and they're happy with using the machines they've got. So we need to get more input on this. Thank you.
Supervisor Weishen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just on the timing of it, we can do this. There's the support mechanism from the machine vendor. This is not, we're not going to go into a fall election without double the amount of staffing and expertise that we need. We're not going to let there be a fumble on the goal line here. That's why we're not trying to implement this for the spring elections, even though we could have the voting machines by the spring elections. The fact is we're waiting basically 8 months to get everybody staffed and trained and acquainted with the entire new process. The thing is, a small municipality that may buy two or three machines may have purchased a new machine within a year or two. But the fact is, the gorilla in the room is the city of Milwaukee is going to purchase new machines. They're going to buy 200 machines. We can piggyback on that purchase and reduce our cost. We're taking the cost of these machines from $12,000 if you buy one individual machine, or you can spend $6,300 if we buy the 376 together. So we can wait and do this scattered approach that took place in the past, and you can pay twice as much for a machine, and that's all on the tax levy at the local level. Or we can do an organized approach and buy a uniform system. And this will position us with the new software, the new technology in the 21st century for elections, and we won't have any of the mishaps that have plagued other counties. So I appreciate your consideration of this today, and thank you for your time.
Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I share Supervisor Stamper's enthusiasm for this program, and I also respect Supervisor Jurczyk's comments. I think she is correct. This would need to go to the ICC. As the chairman of the Intergovernmental Relations Committee, I'd be happy, in fact, I offer to work with the Supervisor Wyshon on bringing this to their attention. And, Supervisor, this is not me warming up to say no, by the way. In brief, Mr. Chairman, an earlier question I had when this came before the committee was on the technology in these voting machines. I asked, are these optical, scanned, are these touchscreen, what are they? Supervisor Wyshon shared with us they are optical scan machines. That's, to me, that is good. I would have very real questions if they were these new touchscreen machines. So I think this is solid, but again, I share many of Supervisor Jurisic's concerns, and we need to work with the ICC on this. And I do plan to vote aye this time, out of a reflection of my interest in working on this and helping make it a really good system. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Taylor?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I mean, I like what the supervisor is doing here, but there is definitely not uniformity. I've talked to two of my three clerks, and they do have concerns. And if it was right now brought to, you know, forward, they would recommend to their common councils against it. And, you know, we heard last time this was before us that, you know, programming costs a lot of money, that there's really only one or maybe two players in the game, and they can kind of charge whatever they want. Well, there's going to be another vendor that's working on getting their machine, you know, machines made available. Right now, we're going to be going off of one bid, basically, the one that's out there, instead of taking a look at more than one. So there could be savings in the future if you actually wait. And do we honestly want to risk unveiling this in the fall of elections of next year and have something not work well? So I think this is going to have to go to the ICC. I think, you know, so far they're just talking to the clerks when it's the municipalities, the common councils, and the village boards are going to have to pass this. So I think you have to do a better job of going to those municipalities and saying, here's what we have, this is why this should work. Because, you know, not only are we being asked to spend a lot of money that's not in any plan, $2 million, there's nowhere in the Capital Improvement Committee, nowhere in the five-year outlay. So I like the idea of having something like this, but I think we should spend do our due diligence and take a look at, you know, if there's another vendor that's going to have machines available to us, to not just buy it off of the one that's selling them and see what the other one is too, and maybe save some money. Thank you.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I Supervisor Taylor said several things I want to say. Originally, when this came up, I think our summary is we all appreciate and sincerely appreciate the work that's been done. This is a coming thing. I think it needs to be done. I would emphasize, as my questions in the beginning as a finance member, is we've made some difficult decisions in the last couple of weeks here. And we worked hard to try to keep on. Now, there's some bonding things here that I think, you know, this is a need. Is it a want? Does it take priority over some things we've done or some things we might do today yet, which are much less expensive? I think, you know, I'm looking at my responsibility very seriously, and we put $2.5 million now onto bonding when we could do some other things I think that are absolutely necessary at much less cost. It wasn't in the queue. I mentioned that before too, and that's not necessarily your fault. Some things don't get in the queue all the time, but I think this can wait. It's an enormous cost now to be added at the ninth hour. It's also $87,000 in tax levy. I just feel they worked very hard to get where we are. This would be two steps back, in my opinion, at this time. I'm open to looking at this in the near future. I think good work and spade work has been done, but I think this would really go against a lot of what we've done in the last couple weeks and, you know, the priorities we have and the queuing, and it's a lot of money. It can save us something in the future. That's great, but we have to look at, you know, passing a budget this year and being responsible on the cap and also on the tax levy. So, you know, we can wait till 2015 on this, or 2014, actually. And I think this will be coming. All the good work that's been done is not a waste, because I think this is coming, but I could vote for it at this time. Thank you.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to get some more information to understand this data and see if I'm understanding it correctly. I'm looking at the handout that you had, and it basically shows that the county is already footing a number of these bills where some of the municipalities aren't paying anything. How often does that happen?
How the programming charges work, Chairman and Supervisors, are that we pay for all federal, state, and county offices. The municipalities pay for the municipal offices, and the school districts pay for the school district offices. So say I get an invoice for 10 contests. If 8 of them are ours, we pay 8/10 of the programming cost, and they would pay for their 2/10.
Gotcha. Well, I think I'll base my decision on facts, and it really shows that the county is already paying a significant portion of these costs. And I think uniformity would be great too. So I commend Supervisor Wyshon for working on this. It seems like the right thing to do, and that this really should be a county controlled entity and not fully by the municipalities. I understand going through the ICC and getting their insight, but we're really talking about saving county dollars along with those entities as well. And like Supervisor Wyshon stated, if the bonding is not used, it does fall to other projects. So this item has my support. I encourage my colleagues to support.
May I make one more comment, Chairman and Supervisors?
Sure.
If this isn't done in 2014 or 2015, at the very latest, the City of Milwaukee and the City of West Dallas will have to spend the money and buy their own voting machines, because their machines are the oldest and you can't get parts for them anymore.
Supervisor Jersey? Well,
that raised a question. I mean, is it possible that the City of Milwaukee might hold up until 2015 so the county can join them? Is that a possibility?
You'd have to ask the City of Milwaukee, but we've worked hand-in-hand with the City of Milwaukee and their election commissioner, Neil Albright, on this to understand it. He's been a great asset. The fact is the city's not going to wait, I don't think. It's not to their benefit. They get the machines at the $6,300 price because they're buying 200 machines. We're the ones who get the benefits by tagging along.
Well, and City of Milwaukee is on the ICC Council. So, you know, I mean, this should be, with all due respect, one of the very first things that the ICC needs to take up next year and have that discussion. And if it looks like everyone can get on board with this and City of Milwaukee can wait till 2015, then we've got all the information. And we haven't heard from Corp Council yet. I don't know if our chair is going to call them. But it's my understanding that we need to have the ICC agreement in order for us to even do this under Act 14. So all the more reason for us to not do this year, get everybody on board, and then do it next year.
I was going to ask Mr. Bargren to speak, but if you want to say something, Mr. Bargren, can you weigh in on the implications of Act 14 on this?
Well,
maybe you need a microphone so everybody can hear.
Chairman, Supervisors, contracts over $300,000 with other governmental units in the county basically have to go to the ICC, and it appears that this would involve at least, it's unclear whether it would be one group contract or whether it would be individual contracts with municipalities. Either way, it looks like at least some, if not all of this, would have to go to the ICC for approval.
Did you have anything to add, Ms. Colton?
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. There's several concerns with this amendment. I'd like to highlight a couple of them. One main one is there's no built-in cost sharing on this capital cost, which is going to be a recurring cost since these machines have a fairly low lifespan.
Ma'am, could you speak up on
that? Sure.
Hold up.
This is especially important since the state statute gives this responsibility of purchasing and upkeeping equipment to the municipalities, not to the county. The second major issue is the maintenance issue. That's not addressed here at all. Those costs are going to be high also, starting with year two, basically. We did a quick estimate of 5-year projections, and it's millions of dollars of maintenance costs, labor costs, support services, other miscellaneous equipment. So the full cost is not shown in this amendment. This is just the capital cost that's included. I guess we would ask that the committee holds off until we can hire, or the Election Commission can hire a new administrator for the Election Commission, and they can better evaluate the needs and how to go forward, and we can look at this in next year's budget, as it sounds like the City of Milwaukee is able to wait another year. We can do a more thorough assessment.
Thank you. And Mr. Bargan, did you have something to add to that?
Yes.
Can you get the microphone?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, Chairman and Supervisors, Madam Chair asked me to clarify a point I forgot to mention, but intergovernmental agreements with the City of Milwaukee do not go to the ICC because Milwaukee is not totally within Milwaukee County. There's a little bit of land that goes into another county. So, just for clarification.
But the City of Milwaukee does sit on ICC.
Yeah. Yes, it do.
Just one final word.
One final word. And I have a question for Mr. King.
Right. Yes, the fall election for 2014 is an important election, but I really don't want to start a new system on the presidential race, an open presidential race. And a U.S. Senate race in Wisconsin at that time. If you're looking at when you want to implement this and things, now's the time to get this together and start on it. And as I said at our last meeting, this is about allocating the capital side of it. If, say, by February or March, it becomes apparent that we cannot get this together, the capital money, we can reappropriate it, and we can still stay with it. You know, we're not going to sign a contract and have a semi pull up with, 400 voting machines and then say, oh, my God, we're not going to do this. The fact is that you can work out all of the nuts and bolts of this thing and all the questions. The big thing that we need to do in this budget is make a capital line that says we're going to spend the money to buy the voting machines, to have that line item of $2.4 million for voting machines. If by January, February, March it becomes apparent that that is not the case and this is not going to work for 2014, we can just simply reappropriate that money like we've done for many capital projects throughout the year and say, okay. The thing is, we have to get this started now. You're not going to be able to, with the other pressures that are involved here, just sit back and wait. The fact is, other people are moving forward. It's an important time, and we need to move on it now versus later.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
I'm not sure why we're acting as though the only elections are 14 and 16. There will be elections in the spring of 15. Mm-hmm. There always are. There will be circuit court. There might not be any contested ones, but there will be ballots. There's a small off-year election coming up in 15, so we don't have to rush to do this. I think it has merit, but I got to see all the numbers, and I don't feel like that we've got it all. I think you've done great work. I'm not prepared to support it at this time. Now, other alternatives to proceed in 14 would be, once we've got all the numbers together, if this does work out so well financially, then it might merit, we continue to talk about all the one-time projects that might merit land sales revenue. But if it is, in fact, such a great deal, and if we could achieve near consensus from the municipalities, then it may be worthy of that. I have not had that response from the municipalities I've talked to. I'm just not prepared to support it today.
We did have one person submit a card registering in favor of Patricia Rogers, 1117A South 36th Street. My only comment, Ms. Emmer, is I hope your prediction is right on the 2014 turnout being at presidential level, but I'll wager you a cup of coffee that it won't be. And if we do, I think we'll get a better result than I would prefer if we do get that turnout. But I hope you're right. So I think we're prepared to vote. Any more comments? If not, the motion is to approve this amendment.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
No.
Roma West?
No.
Jurcik?
No.
Lipscomb?
No.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
4 ayes, 5 noes. The motion to approve Amendment 1B006 fails.
Thank you.